Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast discussing our showtimes, behind the scenes, special events, etc., etc., whatever we feel like talking about.
Yeah.
I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, AKA. That's another podcast intro. The assistant manager here.
I'm Skylar Posser, manager here at the theater.
We have a fairly short show planned. We're, you know, in the new year, and we're hitting a slower time as far as special events and such. So, wrapping up a handful of Oscar nominees, potential Oscar winner movies, and going into a few more here in the next few weeks. So, actually, I guess I should probably say that this episode is for Friday, January 24th. Skylar, what do we got for showtimes?
All right. Today we are starting for 1 week. We have Jojo Rabbit, and we have showtimes Friday through next Thursday, the 30th at 6:30.
That is seven days straight,
6:30 every evening, weekend and weekday. It's the easiest schedule we've ever released.
Please don't get confused by that.
So if you want to catch Jojo Rabbit now through the 30th, it's at 6:30 every day.
Yeah.
After that, we have Ford versus Ferrari for 1 week. Starting on the 31st, we have Ford versus Ferrari at 6:30 p.m. Then on the 1st, we have it at 3 p.m. That's Saturday. Sunday the 2nd, we have it at 11:30 a.m. And no evening show that day. And then Monday the 3rd through Thursday the 6th, we have Ford versus Ferrari at 6:30 p.m. That weekend, we also have the Andrew Rivers comedy stand-up comedy event on Saturday the 1st at 7 p.m. I think at this time, there's maybe 2 tickets left or completely sold out. As of last night, there were six general admission tickets remaining.
Andrew Rivers?
Yeah.
As of last night, it was sold out.
Oh, he emailed this like morning, told me there were 6. I don't know. Maybe someone refunded.
So when I looked at it because I was changing the marquee. General admission was sold out. There were a couple of higher tier VIP tickets available of 2 of the higher tier. I think there was like 4 of the $150 and then 7 of the $300 or something.
Okay.
Don't quote me on those numbers.
Well, maybe that would make sense for the few remaining tickets. Okay. So
general admission
is sold out.
Yeah.
But for those of you who have tickets, it looks like it's going to be pretty enjoyable. He posts a lot of his content online, little teasers and stuff like that. I've been watching it, and he's really funny. That's pretty much it for regular showtimes. Those are our last 2 Oscar films. And then
Parasite.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's right. Parasite. I just scrolled forward and saw it as I said that. It's like, oh, yeah, we have one more.
Liar.
So in our next podcast, we'll talk about those showtimes, but we are looking at getting Parasite next.
After Ford v. Ferrari. And then Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Starting Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep, the perfect Valentine's Day movie.
A buddy sort of action. I don't know if it would be considered a buddy movie.
Kind of is.
It could be. I don't know. It's a weird one for Valentine's Day for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, go see it because it looks fun. And with the animation studio that went through and did the redesign of Sonic, because enough people complained that the original look of Sonic was not right. They went back, redid the design.
Made people uncomfortable.
They went back, did the redesign, and then changed all of the scenes where Sonic was in. The animation studio that did all of that work after the fact to change Sonic is no more, actually. So,
really?
Yeah. They
wow.
They didn't go under per se. They were actually part of Technicolor.
Okay.
And they were actually redistributed as far as some people were left or laid off. Some people were redistributed amongst the other teams. So it was sort of a reorganization on that visual effects team. So, yeah. So
wild.
Go watch that movie because the changing of Sonic and his the style and all that stuff is not cheap, and a lot of animators.
And it's cool that they responded artists, to the community response from the first trailer.
Yeah, that was a very, I would almost say, uncalled for them to actually
change it.
It was really surprising to me. I worry now that if there were ever something that would happen again, that if say a movie came out and the style wasn't quite right, if there was enough backlash that if someone will give, because now that we have the precedence of someone has given and said, okay, we're going to change it. That makes me nervous for examples in the future of, okay, enough people are complaining, let's change it. And then, you know, maybe it's not as good or something. So it makes me nervous for sure. But, you know, I like what they did. I was going to see the Sonic movie anyway, cause it just seemed ridiculous. Sure. The original design of Sonic wasn't great, or what's it called? Accurate, I guess, to Sonic's depictions in the in his series of games. But I was going to see it nonetheless, so I'm definitely going to come see it now. Being an employee here at the theater, I get free movies, but I'm gonna pay. I'm gonna pay for a ticket for this one. So I'll let that studio take my money.
Well. All right. One other event we have coming up, the only one kind of on the horizon, is also the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2020. That is February 19th at 7 p.m. It's a Wednesday. Tickets are still on sale for that.
I forgot to stir. All of the sauce is at the bottom.
And Steven had an interesting coffee.
I knew it was a bitter mocha. They forgot to stir it. All of the sweetness is at the bottom. What the heck?
So you can get tickets for the Fly Fishing Film Tour online, I believe through their Facebook event or a link from there.
I'm going to double check that because they might be sold out because they were giving Ace just a small amount of tickets left.
Okay.
Let me double check that.
If tickets are available, you can get them there. You can also get them at Ace Hardware and Orvis Bellevue. It's all coming back to me now, remembering the places he told me. Orvis Bellevue, Ace Hardware, and one other place that I'm not remembering off the top of my head. So there's physical tickets available at, and that's the Ace Hardware in North Bend. Physical tickets available at a couple places, and I think you can find out more on the Facebook. And Steven's checking into that right now. We actually just had their other event, the Spawning Grounds Saving the Little Red Fish. Just played here, I think, was it last weekend?
Yes.
Maybe weeks are flying together. Yeah, it's last weekend. And that was also did really well. It sold out. And actually, we had some standing room, from what I hear. And went really well. I guess that was also the premiere of that film here at the North Bend Theater. The filmmaker was actually still editing it just a couple days before they showed it here. But came together really well in the end. Finding anything on there?
For whatever reason, it says buy tickets and more info TBD, which seems weird.
I might poke Mark and let him know it says that.
Let's see, West Seattle info and tickets. Give me a sec. I'm gonna get 6 cart updated with your selection. Nope. There are tickets available. Proceed to cart. Check out. Nope, there's still tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm able to. It's $108 for 6 tickets. which means it's what, $20 a ticket? No, 15.
Yeah.
15-ish. So, yes, they do have tickets available online. It is flyfilmtour.com/buy-tickets/. And then you can search by state and then look for the North Bend Theater.
Oh, okay. So it's through the Fly Fishing Film Tour's official website.
Yeah. And I know why. Oh, because they have a whole lot of shows everywhere. So it's probably easier for them to run it.
He's got a map of America here, and you can't even see the United States because it's buried under all of the show location icons.
Yeah. So I can see a chunk of Texas.
Just a strip right down the middle that it's visible.
It looks like, which state is that? Looks like Arizona has no showings, which is sad.
Maybe there's not a lot of fly fishing in Arizona.
Maybe not. Nevada has
They catch the sunfish there.
None in North Dakota either. One in South Dakota. Sorry, North Dakota. I don't know.
I don't think anything really happens in North Dakota.
It was annexed out of pity. So South Dakota, you're in. North Dakota.
Sorry.
All right. Come on. Bench warming state, North Dakota. Yeah, at first I was like, why are they not selling through us? Because that would be like really helpful. There's a reason they're not selling through us because they have so many other shows. Yeah. It's probably just easier
it's
to
like
handle
Banff,
the money
I
throughout
believe,
themselves.
Where there's an official tour and hosts can sign up to, or people can sign up to host a location, a screening location. So the people putting on the event are not necessarily they're not the sole people running the whole thing. They're just hosting one location of that tour.
Mm.
So that makes sense.
Yep.
Although we do sell Banff tickets for them, so I don't know. Mm. For the Banff Festival.
I don't know anymore. All right.
Well, that's about it for upcoming events.
I think it's, I don't know. I don't have anything to talk about.
No, we don't have much going on. We could talk about some of the movies we're looking at. We're definitely looking at getting Onward in March, which I'm excited for.
Disney Pixar?
Yeah, Disney Pixar. Also looking at getting Mulan.
Yep.
The end of March, beginning of April.
Also Disney.
Yep.
Yay, Disney.
We're thinking about getting the movie 1917 and catching Jumanji 3 late in between those movies, but
what is Jumanji?
We'll see. Jumanji? Actually, sorry, it's not Jumanji 3. Even though it is the third Jumanji movie, it's technically Jumanji 2 because it's the new series.
What's the subtitle?
It's Jumanji The Next Level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. What everyone's going to know. It's the, yeah.
I just think of it as Jumanji 3.
Because technically within the canon of Jumanji, there was Jumanji with Robin Williams, and then there was Zathura, which was technically the reverse side of the Jumanji board.
That's right.
And then...
I forgot about that movie.
Was there another spinoff or something? This is sort of... They actually reference the original, so I think this is still, if you want to say, in canon of the original Jumanji movie. But this is technically a video game over a board game. Do they ever explain sort of the magic of being sucked into the game?
I think there was some reference to like the board game was sitting next to the game console and it just like
transferred or something. That's
the Jumanji spirit transferred from the.
But they have.
Board
do they ever discover
console.
Or do they ever sort of discuss like how it did, like the board game did that in the first place?
No.
Weird.
I think it was just like, yeah, that happened. Don't think about it.
Probably aliens. It's probably aliens, you know?
Yeah.
Darn aliens. Martians.
Yeah, so that's funny. There's a lot of, I forgot about Zathura, so that it would actually be four movies at least in that universe. Because they make references to the Robin Williams Jumanji in the most recent, not Next Level, Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, the first one.
Yeah.
They make a couple references to Robin Williams having lived in that jungle, or at least his character.
Ah. Weird.
Yeah. So it's like in the same universe, but not an official sequel.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate, because why would you call it two if it's none of the same characters or anything?
Exactly.
You should pay homage.
Yeah.
Weird. But cool.
All right, you got anything else?
No.
Okay.
I'm dead at this point.
Okay, so yeah, that's about it for today. If you'd like to contact us about any questions, Showtime related, podcast related, you can contact us on via email at business@northbendtheater.com. You can contact us at the through our office phone, which is 425-499-2897. Generally, we'll be around during showtime hours. Me and Steven are also here during the week, but our actual availability is hit and miss depending on what we're doing.
Yep. Leave a message if you don't get us. We will try to get back to you as soon as possible.
And then there's always Facebook. You can message us on Facebook, and we will see it there.
Yep. Yeah, if we're not the ones to respond to it, we have another employee? Contractor?
I think it's technically a private she's technically a private contractor.
Yeah, she works with us to do our emails and does a lot of stuff on the Facebook as well. So if we're not the ones to respond, Courtney, I believe, will be the one to respond. And then if it's relevant, we'll usually point you in the direction of Skylar and the business email. So sometimes I'll be able to reach out. If it's like gaming stuff, I usually respond. Yeah. I noticed that like if it's a gaming request or a comment or whatever, it will go unanswered until I check and respond to it. Because no one else knows how to respond. So
a few times Courtney would jump on and immediately like point people to the website or something like that. But you've responded enough times, I think she now recognizes that you're the game expert. So
yeah.
If it's game related and everyone's just hands off, wait for Steven.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Let's
wrap it up.
It's January.
January, my dudes.
Yeah. It's January 2020 and I'm like, I don't know. I should feel more energized, but I feel like just as tired as I was in December and stuff. So I don't know.
All right.
Just because a new year starts doesn't mean it's a new you or anything. You still continue from your previous years of experience and effort and everything. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Growing up and dealing with adult stuff is weird.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's wrap it up.
No.
I'm cutting you off there.
Okay.
You need more caffeine.
No. That's a different no. No, I don't need that. Thanks for listening. We'll try and get some interesting topic, if not two interesting topics or something, for 2 weeks from now. So.
See you then.
Yeah.